Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Lepsio scores. White moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Pearsall scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Gene Host now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Host strikes out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to third. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Brewer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Normzov chin pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Klaus moves to third. Zobchin moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Normzov Chin now playing first base. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. he's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luzquiza's pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Luzquiza's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Kellner now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive towards first. Zobchin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Noren pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Billy Klaus. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Power moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bob Serve pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.